This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. About a half million Colorado voters have already returned their ballots ahead of next Tuesday's primary election. Arapahoe County's Deputy Elections Director Peg Pearl says turnout is pretty average for a midterm.
We're at basically a little over 10% returned back. That puts us right at this point a little behind where we were in 2020, but about on par with 2018.
The primary will help whittle down several competitive races on the Republican ballot ahead of November. Many Democratic candidates for state offices are running uncontested. COVID vaccines for children under 5 years old are now available after the FDA authorized the shots for children as young as 6 months old. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Pediatricians and other vaccine providers are now taking appointments for this age group. Dr. Shen Nagel says his Wheat Ridge pediatric practice is hosting a vaccine clinic this weekend. He encourages parents bring their kids in for the shot as it protects them and limits spread.
The more kids we can get vaccinated, then hopefully that'll start to really decrease the pool of susceptible people that are continuing to spread it around.
The state has a list of vaccine providers on its website. Mobile clinics will also have doses for younger kids. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Loveland police officer has pleaded guilty for not intervening in an assault by another officer. Daria Jalali failed to stop another police officer from assaulting a 73-year-old woman during an arrest in 2020. Jalali will be sentenced in August. The other officer involved was sentenced to 5 years last month. The Colorado Avalanche are one win away from bringing home the Stanley Cup and claiming an NHL championship. The Avs beat Tampa Bay last night in overtime. That was game four of a best-of-seven series. The series returns to Denver tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.